Hello?
Hi, Josh.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, it's Honey.
How are you?
Hi.
So this is oh, sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
So this is going straight to pay per click, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And if we don't get that many clicks, it won't get used, right? Or is it just gonna It's going to kind of make sure we get that many clicks.
If you don't get clicks, for example, because we are like going to be, this is going to be a strong approach with the account. So if in case you're not going to be getting clicks, let's say you did not spend all the clicks from the budget that you have for this month, that will actually be added for your next month's budget. But for the campaign, because we really want to make sure that we are going to be reaching people, so we're hoping we can go ahead and get more clicks so we can get some more customers.
All right. And then I guess, do I have access to on the website, do I have access to the Well, no, we wouldn't be doing keywords or any of that kind of stuff here, would we?
We are actually going to be using keywords. Now, the good thing about Google Ads is that we can target keywords or specific keywords that you want. So, for example, with the free service that you provide, let's say there are keywords that are, there are some that is not available in Google Verified campaign or the pay-per-lead. So that's the reason why we suggest Google Ads with free service or the kind of service that you provide, because it's very limited there. So here, we can go ahead and do as much as keywords as we want. We even have negative keywords. So for example, let's just say you don't do tree pruning, and that's actually part of tree services. Then we can go ahead and put tree pruning from the negative keywords to make sure that you don't appear when customers actually search for that. So that's a good thing about Google Ads. We can have target keywords, and we can go ahead and do negative keywords as well. So once we go ahead and proceed with the additional charge, I will also go ahead and do an account review with you, because we wanted to go ahead and go over with the keywords that we currently have for the campaign. This is to ensure that we have the right keywords for you as well, since we are like doing a much stronger approach this time. So if you
Okay.
have specific keywords that you wanted, specific target locations, we can go ahead and do that.
I was just wondering what they were, or if I had access to them. Can I go ahead and log in on the website and change them, or?
So it has to be done on our end. Because we
Oh.
have Google accounts that we're, yes. The good thing there is that we can actually do an account review together. So for example, let's say after a month you wanted to go ahead and see how the performance is, and see like if the keywords are actually working, which keywords are working, which locations you are actually getting more clicks, we can go ahead and review that.
All right, so can I go ahead and just roll with what I have now and then review them next month?
Yes, we
All
can
right.
go ahead and do that. Let's say, for example, you wanted to go ahead and do that one, and then by next month you wanted to go ahead and see which ones are actually working or not before you like let's say for example before you get billed, let's say you wanted to add or decline or decrease. So yes, we can definitely do that. That actually allows us to go ahead and maximize what we have and review if the current strategy that we're doing is actually working.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay.
You already have
So we have. Let me see here. Yes, we do have a card on file. Let me check out what is it. This is under Debbie. The card is
on file,
under
correct?
Debbie.
You don't have, yeah. It's under her name.
Yes, it's
What,
under her name.
or is it our business card, or is it under hers?
I'm not very sure if it's a business number, but the last four is 1017. It's a Visa card.
Let me see. No, it should be 1066.
It could be for her personal. I'm not very sure. I'm so sorry. But this is the card that we have on file.
All right. Let's go ahead and move it. I'll give you a number and go ahead and change it to this one.
Okay. So I will be requesting the full information because I'll be updating everything, like the name as well and the address. Okay. I'm ready. So let's start with the name, please.
Sorry, I'm in the grocery store, so give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the name, you asked for the name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a business card, so, but the name should be Joshua M. Salb, S-A-L-B.
Okay, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, letter M. Last name is Salb, S-A-L-B.
Yes, ma'am.
And the business phone number?
The first four is 4774.
Mm-hmm.
2700. 0046. 1066.
Okay, let me repeat that. 4774-2700-0046-1066.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the expiration date, please?
0729.
Okay, and the CVV as well?
Oh, the last three is 953.
953. Now, can I please have the number that's registered on that account? Is it the same business number, the one ending in 3219, or is it going to be your number?
Like a phone number?
Yes, the phone number.
Oh, yeah, it'll be this one.
The 2714, okay. And how about the address, please? I have here 9940 Brooks Mill Road.
Yes.
The same? Words, Virginia 24184, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let me just update the billing information here. Phone number. The same address. Expiration is July of 2029. CVV is 953. Okay. Update. Okay. So let me just fix the invoice here because I'll be adding. Let me update your billing. So I will be charging a total of $1,999 on your account.
Today?
Yes, today.
I thought we were doing 17. $250 too.
Yeah, so I'll be billing everything. Tomorrow is your billing date, March 17th, so I'm going to advance everything today. Is that okay?
So it was technically supposed to come out tomorrow, right?
Yes.
But you're going to go ahead and do it today?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
As long as it doesn't double charge us for some reason.
Oh no, it will not. I assure you.
Okay.
So first, I will be updating your Google Ads campaign from $750. I'm gonna make it $1,750. So now your total monthly bill will be $1,999. And then your billing date will be the same. So even if I charge it today, your next billing will still be April 17th.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's the payment. All right. So the payment went through. I have successfully charged $1,999 to your account. And then, okay, let's go ahead and do keywords. Oh, by the way, is this a good time that we go ahead and go over this one? Is that okay? While you're in grocery shopping?
I'm in my truck now.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. All right. Yeah, let me just pull out here. Would you like to go ahead and like get in a new set of keywords and target locations for the campaign?
What's in there now? Can you tell me?
Sure. Let me go ahead and pull it out. So currently, we do have three services, tree trimming, tree removal, tree cutting, arborist services, stump removal, tree root removal, emergency tree removal, 24-hour tree removal, residential tree services, tree risk assessment, tree health management, tree health. We also have bucket truck, stump grinding, crane assisted removal, and emergency storm service.
Can I add?
Yes.
Can I add to that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
Can I do tree services near me?
Yes, we can.
Can I start adding locations as keywords?
We can.
Like
Smith yes,
Mountain Lake?
Mm-hmm. We can actually do that, but if we are actually like targeting that location, even if, for example, that person is in that area and then he or she is like searching for tree service, then even if they don't put like the area, even let's say we are in, West Virginia currently searching for tree service and we are targeting that area. So even if they don't put in the words or their location, as long as they are in that area, then your business will appear. But of course, you can still go ahead and add like specific areas if you'd like. As part of the keywords.
So basically what you're saying is it's kind of like almost redundant.
To add
locations in this particular area.
Yes. The best approach would be let's target that area and we'll make sure that whoever is searching in that area, your business will appear.
Okay. Can we put lot clearing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, lot clearing.
Land management.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's try that. Let's see what happens there.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and add two. So that would be tree service near me. Oh, actually three, land clearing and then land management.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure it gets added.
That was good.
All right. Anything else?
Nah.
Okay.
You want one of these too?
And then, by the way, do you have fresh pictures that you could go ahead and share with us?
To like put on the website or for like Facebook or?
In all the listings that we manage. So we will go ahead and add pictures as well on your Google Ads campaign, because we've noticed that this is actually a good approach to go ahead and get more customers. And if you'd like, since you are actually doing 24-hour service, we can go ahead and put in phrases. Like, for example, when they search for tree service, we can go ahead and put their 24-hour tree service, or we offer emergency storm service. So those are catchy words that would really help as well with gaining more clicks and getting customers.
Yes. No, that's absolutely good. I like it.
All right. So, yes, please go ahead and send us pictures, okay? I'll go ahead and make sure to monitor the pictures I send, because we will go ahead and use them. And we will also use this one to update all the listings that we have, like, for example, your Google listing. So that's one good factor as well to go ahead and increase ranking and visibility. And then, let's see. So I think we are all set. Our next review, let me check. We will set it on April. Let's do a review on Tuesday, the 14th April. Is that a good time for you?
Yeah, that'll work. Can I get Debbie to send you the pictures?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Josh. Do you have, like, any questions for me or any clarification?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I will go ahead and touch base with you again on April 14. I'll call you again.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There it is.